Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, December 19, 2016, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin our call, I want to go out to the state of Virginia and to Moore Success Team Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeff Hughes, who has an associate that he wants to recognize tonight. Jeff, are you on the call?
I am, sir. How are you?
Doing great. I understand you have an associate that's really going strong.
Yeah, we've got a new associate here on the team. Mr. Bill Fox. Bill, are you on the call tonight? You need to unmute yourself if you are.
If he called in and he's not on the speaker code, his line is probably muted.
Well, he's supposed to be on the speaker code.
Okay.
You know what, Randy, why don't you skip to the next person and I'll see if I can't get him on, all right?
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, who continues to lead our team now in his 33rd year, Legal Shield. And that's my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Yes, Randy. You know, Randy, I hear a lot of noise in the background yet, but this next speaker I'm going to speak about is absolutely wonderful. I can say that. But right now, I was sitting here waiting, and I was reading the book, the back of the book, Dig Deep by J.C. Watts. And, you know, if the people that don't know J.C. Watts, he was a very prominent African-American in the state of Oklahoma. He took the Sooner to two Orange Bowls, starred in the Canadian Football League. He was four terms in Congress. He just went on and on to do great things. He did me the honor of being at my – when they put the head bust in the lobby, he was there along with some people from the Amazing Race and former Attorney General and Tom Cole, a few others like that. You know, he had a lot to say about life. You know, raised as a poor boy like I was. His dad was a minister. But his book is Dig Deep, and I'm not promoting his book, but I think you'd find it very interesting about his life. But he also said it's not where you've been in life. It's not what your past is. It's what your future will be. And our future, Randy, with Legal Shield, it's what we make it. We can mully grub, we can sit around, we can watch TV, or we can sit down, we can put our goals for 2017 together, and we can say, this is what we're going to do, not what we want to do, but this is what we're going to do. If it takes missing a few TV shows, standing up a little later at night, or getting up a little earlier in the morning, we're going to accomplish it. So this next year, we're right on top of it. We're back in America where we can say Merry Christmas again, and I love it. I mean, last year, the year before, it seemed like we were saying so much holidays, which is good. I mean, happy holidays. But as I was going around town today and others, every place, people were saying Merry Christmas. It was a good atmosphere. So let's keep that atmosphere alive. And this next lady, I'm telling you, we've got a lot of ladies, beautiful ladies, and outwardly and inwardly in Legal Shield. But this lady is not only beautiful outward and inwardly, she's very informative. She's a great trainer. And, you know, she's not on our team physically, but she's on the Harlan Stonecipher team, which we're all on. My privilege, and it's my honor, to introduce tonight what I consider a friend, her and her husband, very much.
Did we lose you, Mr. Moore?
A great star in Legal Shield, Ms. Donnie Smith.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor. I just want to make sure you can hear me okay.
I can hear you loud and clear, ma'am.
All right, fantastic. Well, most definitely an honor to be on the call. And Larry and I always joke around and we say when we grow up, we want the Smith family to be like the Moore family. So we're working on it. I'll tell you, we're very excited. Just real quick, for those of you that don't know, my background is I started in Legal Shield 20 years ago. So I like to kid and say that I started when I was like 9 years old. And I actually had the privilege of meeting Larry in the company. And so Larry is in his 21st year. And between us, we have 7 kids. And all of them are now Legal Shield associates. Some of them are working the business and some, you know, are just passively enjoying what we do. And I will tell you that it's fun to watch. Now we're actually gotten some of our grandchildren started. So we're a little bit behind the Moore family, but between us with 7 kids, 9 grandkids, and a great grandchild on the way, I think we've got some time to catch up. So We're excited that we have this opportunity with Legal Shield, and like Mr. Moore said, you know, the timing right now couldn't be better. And even though, you know, I'm in my 20th year, Mr. Moore's in his 33rd year, I believe that we're both more excited than we've ever been because of what we see is starting to happen with the planets aligning. And that's the best way I could describe it. I feel like years ago we had to explain to people why they even needed to look at the information. And today I feel like the media and the public are working for us to where when we show up with the information, people are seeing that it's an obvious solution. And so our time frame with exposing people to the information, I feel like it's shortened. So years ago when Dave Cibula was training me in the business, I understood that it was about 5 to 8 exposures of somebody looking at our information before they made a decision, yes or no, just because it, you know, it takes a process. And today, I feel like that has been cut in half and maybe in half again, because I feel like when I share the information, people are nodding and bobbing and understanding that this just makes sense. And so it's really exciting times with what's happening with all the deliverables that our company has given us. It gets gooder and gooder, as we like to joke around and say, but, you know, with all the technology and the different formats that we have to get the information in front of people, they really are removing our excuses. And so I'm really excited, Mr. Moore, that you actually mentioned the book Dig Deep, because I actually just am about finished with it. And I'm one of those individuals that I read several books at a time. And so I happen to be finishing that up. And coincidentally, I happen to pick up Mike Turpin's book as well. And so it's been really fun to actually be reading those simultaneously. But one of the things that I really resonate with in the book, and I just happened, when you mentioned it, I went and grabbed it and I opened to the last passage that I highlighted, and it coincides with what Larry and I just did last week. We spent a couple of days doing some planning for 2017. We got away from the house, got away from all the distractions so that we could really focus on what do we want to do, in all aspects of our life. So, spiritually, financially, in our business, for our health. And we kind of touched on all of those. And so when you're taking a look at all those areas, you know, it's really important, obviously, that you set some goals and you put some timelines. And so coincidentally, the last page that I was on in the Dig Deep book, that was actually one of the things that Mr. Watts was talking about. And he actually asked the question, who do I want to become in the next 12 months? And he talked about plugging in the time that it will take you to personally become that person and then fill in your schedule with the rest of the things that you need to get done. And we've heard that training from time to time about blocking out the non-negotiables. And I will tell you that that has probably been for me the best tool that I have learned with managing my Legal Shield business. So if I could give all of you on the line one or two nuggets, you know, I think one of the things that we sometimes contend with is that many of us haven't been self-employed before. So we don't know what our day should look like to own and operate our own business. And if you think about that, we're the CEO of a multi-million dollar business for ourselves, what kind of activity does that require? And a lot of times I think people get to our opportunity without that knowledge. And so it's a learning curve. And so we have to understand how to schedule our day. And so the best thing that I learned when I was getting started and not having that skill set was I actually treated my Legal Shield business like I treated my employment in the past. So what I mean by that is that I knew that if I didn't punch my time clock, do my 8+ hours, and then clock out, at the end of the week, I wouldn't get my paycheck. And when I first started here at Legal Shield, I didn't apply that concept. And so I thought I was doing what we would call revenue producing activity when I was listening to audio tapes or studying my success guide, or trying to understand the compensation plan, all the things that, you know, when you're brand new, you want to know all the information, you want to get it all right. I mean, I remember in the success guide, Dave Cibula's 45-minute presentation was in there. And I remember somebody saying, well, if you can memorize Dave Cibula's 45-minute presentation, you too could be a millionaire. And so I spent a lot of time highlighting and studying Dave Cibula's presentation, and the only thing I figured out was that I wasn't Dave Cibula. So, you know, for me, I had to learn that it really didn't matter how much facts I knew. What mattered is that I was inviting people to look at the information. And so in order for me to get systematic about that and to be able to gain traction, I realized that I had to treat my Legal Shield business like I treated my employment. And so I started blocking scheduled time to do the necessary activity to invite people to the information and move them through the process. And so if you could take a nugget away from that is, you know, that blocking out on your calendar. So going back to what Mr. Watts says, is when you're setting your goals, where do you want to be in 2017 personally? So you block out your time to work on yourself personally. Where do you want to be financially? So in order for you to be there financially, it requires how much activity to achieve that financial goal. And, I used a method of working backwards to be able to figure that out for myself. And so just a quick formula, just another nugget, if you take a look at what compensation level you're at, so you know how much you earn in commissions when you get a family or an individual registered, and obviously we have the option for, you know, different plans, so you take an average. And if your income goal is, let's just say, $2,000 a month, well, how many memberships do you need to put in place to earn $2,000 in commission? So then you know what that number is, and then you know that you have to invite, and let's just hypothetically say that you're at $100, you're brand new, and you earn $100 every time that you register somebody. So that would be 20 memberships, and obviously I'm padding this, because certainly we're going to give you that pay raise once you advance to the senior associate level. But for mathematical visualization right now, if it's 20 memberships, then I'm going to encourage you that you need to ask more than 20 people in a month to look at the information if you want to secure the memberships that you need to sell to reach that income level that you've designated for yourself. And so you have to block out the time to invite, follow up, move them through the process. And whatever tool you're using, sitting down presenting, inviting them to a business briefing, moving them through the prospect app on your phone, a combination of all of them, you know, whichever is working for you. I don't prescribe to any one thing because everybody learns differently. And so, you know, I'm so grateful that we have all the different tools that allow us to do that. And so, you know, when you're goal setting for 2017, as I wrap up, just this, you know, little bit of information is that whatever those goals are, personally, financially, maybe it's advancing through our compensation plan and leveling to the next level. There's going to take activity to make that happen. So if I can encourage you all to take a look at what the goals are, map it out on your calendar, block out the times like non-negotiable, like you've done for your employer, showing up and punching your time clock, right? Treat it the same way. And then do it with consistency. I would say that is the fairy dust that you sprinkle on your equation, if you will, because the consistency is really the key. In my 20 years experience, I really believe that our activity if you can visualize, is kind of like the old-fashioned wells that you would go out and, you know, have to pump and pump and pump until it came up to the top and then it was flowing out the spout. But what happens if you didn't keep that primed? If you didn't keep that old-fashioned well primed, the water drops all the way back down to the bottom, and then you have to work all the way again to get it to come to the top to where just, you know, one crank and the water's flowing. And if you keep it primed, the water's always ready to flow. And that's really where we need to be with our Legal Shield businesses. We have to keep it primed. And the way that you do is through consistency. So for those of you that are on the line that are part-time, I would encourage you that if you only maybe have 10 hours a week to dedicate to your Legal Shield business, I would say to do a little bit each day versus maybe trying to do it in one day or 2 days, because again, you want to have that traction, right? You want to have that well primed so that you see your results. And so those are just a few little couple of nuggets that I felt that it would be pertinent to share. And Mr. Moore, if there was anything else that you wanted me to touch on for the team, or if you'd like me to answer some questions, I'm happy to do so. So I'm going to turn it back to you, and you let me know what else I can do to serve the Moore family.
Randy?
All right, Miss Donnie. What we'll do is we'll go out to the state of Alabama and to a Millionaire Club member, $250,000 ring earner, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Mr. Parrish, have you got a question or comment for Ms. Smith?
I do, Randy. Thanks so much. Donnie, I don't go back quite as long as you do, but I do remember when you were Donnie Beauregard, so if that says anything, I guess we go back a long way. And I remember when you got in the business, correct me if I'm wrong, but you and I first met when you were doing the solution side and the B2B side. And then
absolutely.
And I remember just seeing how you came on board and, you know, unfortunately, and this is a topic for a different night, you know, we have not done enough through the years, I think, of highlighting the outstanding women in our company and giving them a lot of stage time and visible time at some of our conventions. And I'm hoping that in the years to come, especially 17, we see more in that. But, you know, I've watched you over the last 18 to 20 years go from being Larry Smith's wife to seeing him become Donnie Smith's husband, and that's been a very, very good thing. But the thing that I marvel at and how you've done that, and you've touched on it briefly, but I think for the folks that are on the line tonight, whether they're full-time or part-time in the business, what you've done through the years just to kind of grow yourself through personal development, I think is amazing to give you the confidence and where you've gotten on the stage and, you know, where you and I have talked before, where just getting in front of a small group of enrollment of 15 to 20 people, you know, might have been a little challenging for you. And now to get in front of 15,000, it's no big deal to train as you do so admirably at the conventions. But just touch a little bit about on the importance of personal development as you've seen develop in your own life and that of your team.
Well, and thank you. And I appreciate that. And yes, you know, I think that, starting in the solution side, and more so even just knowing that my why was so huge that if I didn't do the necessary activity to grow and to, you know, do the formula of inviting people to the information, whether it was on the solution side or individuals, then I wasn't going to put food on the table. So I have to be honest that the my why, identifying that, knowing that, drove me to move through the learning curve. And the learning curve really for me was even quite honestly feeling comfortable sharing the information with individuals, because I really, my self-esteem was not in a great place when I started Legal Shield. So I had a lot of personal developing to do because I was afraid of one more person rejecting me and telling me no. I didn't want to quote unquote experience that pain, and so I had to learn that, you know, sharing the information and somebody telling me no didn't necessarily mean it wasn't personal to me. And so by stepping out of my comfort zone, you know, continually each day as I learned this business, I will tell you that the biggest personal development, quite honestly, and not to diminish any of the books or the courses or the conventions and all our great trainers and what they've poured into me. But I will tell you, my biggest personal development success, if you will, has been living my Legal Shield business and then in my life by the Nike slogan, "Just Do It." And what I mean by that is that I knew that in the past when I held a job, no matter what was happening in my personal life, no matter how bad I felt, no matter how insecure I was, contending with all the insecure feelings and fear of rejection, if I wanted to get paid, I had to put my game face on and show up and just do whatever it took to do my time, and then go back home and feel whatever I was feeling. So I had to apply that to my Legal Shield business. And so I will tell you that the biggest growth curve for me was just doing the activity of what the leaders told me would gain me the success, gain me the confidence, and grow myself personally. And along the way, while I was putting one foot in front of the other, even when it was painful, if you will, I most certainly did the 10 pages a day and did Drive Time University and, stayed plugged into my weekly meeting and learned that, sometimes even if I didn't feel like going to the meeting, the people at the meeting needed me. And so I really, implemented the 10 core commitments in my personal development journey with Legal Shield. So hopefully that answered the question, and I'll turn it back to you all.
Well, yeah, thanks so much. And again, whether you're training or your husband's training, it's always something that's going to have a lot of nuggets in it. And again, thank you for the example that you guys have set to build a business that we in Legal Shield can grow up and be like yourself. So thanks again, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thank you, Jimmy. Now we have time maybe for one more quick question. So let's go out to the state of Idaho and to new $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Schieber. Mr. Schieber, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Fantastic, Ms. Smith. Thank you so much for just an amazing call. One question, though. If you could talk about maybe the impact that big events, and specifically because our team event is right around the corner, the impact that team events have had on the growth of your business.
Oh, absolutely. For me, your belief is only at whatever level you've experienced, in your Legal Shield business. So it's almost like it grows exponentially when you plug in, first into your local marketplace, into your local meetings or your local support. So your belief grows a little bit more. And then, certainly whatever the next events are, maybe a Super Saturday, so a monthly event, more people gather, and then you see others. Because listen, here's the truth of the matter. In our day-to-day activity, if we're not surrounded by all our enthusiastic, uplifting Legal Shield family, it's easy to get discouraged or for doubt to set in or for you to question your ability. And so the more that you're around like-minded people and those that are doing, marching to the same beat, marching to the same tune, are on the same path, that then the unity sets in, your belief grows, and the information goes from your head to your heart. So, and certainly a team event adds an extra component, because we were taught a long time ago that people will leave a business before they'll leave a family. So if you can get plugged into where you have a family environment included in this information, then that's when you your belief from your head to your heart, and then you add the family component, and that's when you start to grow your core people and your inner circle to those that are here with you for a lifetime. And they're not going to leave you because, they're not leaving family. And then it's you strengthen each other to move through, when you have another learning curve or the company delivers us a new product. And sometimes a new product, people get confused and then they get stalemate. And then when you realize, you know, that other people are supporting you, moving you through, then, you know, everything changes because you have that strength and that core that helps you move through all of the different things that you'll experience in your Legal Shield journey and your Legal Shield career. So how exciting that the Moore family reunion is coming up. You know, that's just probably going to be the best event for all of you in your Legal Shield career, and not to diminish our conventions by any means, but when you've got that core family environment and you can be tight knit and, you know, work at a little different capacity, those to me are the events that give you not the nuggets, but the boulders to take your business to grow exponentially. So exciting for you guys. And I would say everybody on the line, figure out how to get to your Moore family reunion so that you could have a career changing opportunity leaving that event.
Well, Donnie, thank you. You know, you're saying all that. I know Tamar, Jeremy's wife, which they've been married 17 years the other day. Jeremy's been so lucky. Tamar, she's meeting with my administration assistant and two of the people in the home office starting to plan our menus and things. And I know she's saying, well, her BD banquet, maybe you should have steak and shrimp. And I said, I'll pay. You just get it together. Because she always likes to have a barbecue. Our people does, because we're country folks. We like to have a nice banquet. We like to serve lunch every day to people besides give them lots of training. And training like you give us tonight is invaluable to us. We appreciate you so very much for being our friend and for being our team worker, so to speak. God bless you. If I could ever do anything at all for you or for your husband, I'd be very happy to give it a good try. Donnie, thank you so much. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Well, absolutely, and I will say that you have done something for us. So I didn't get my ham ordered for Christmas Eve dinner, and God love you. You came through because my Moore family ham showed up, and I'm super excited that I get to serve my Christmas Eve dinner from the love of the Moore family. So thank you so much, and thanks for the opportunity to serve your family tonight.
God bless. Randy, I'll turn it back to you. I think Jeff's probably still waiting to have his person on.
That's right. In fact, I'm going to go back to the state of Virginia and to Moore Success Team Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, were you able to get your guest on?
I was. Thank you, sir. And what a great call. And, Ms. Smith, thank you. You and your husband are heroes of mine, and you did a wonderful job tonight. And I agree, it's great to hear strong, successful women training in Legal Shield. So I appreciate that. Yeah, I want to go out to the other side of Rockridge County, which is where I'm from here in the Lexington, Virginia area, to a new associate on the Moore Success Team. It's Mr. Bill Fox, and he's a friend of mine for the whole time I've lived here in Virginia. And a great thing happened to me, and I hope to him here just a few days ago. He's already Fast Start qualified, so he's off to the races already. But I'd like to introduce Mr. Bill Fox to the team tonight. So, Bill, please tell us your story.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. Excited to be on board. I hope everybody can hear me okay. Am I on the line?
You can. I can hear you very clear, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, very good. First time on a conference call, so I want to be sure. I recently quit working. I retired, and it's been a few months ago, and I realized that wasn't necessarily for me. So I was was praying for an opportunity to find something to do. And, you know, I about 6 years ago, I guess it was, Jeff stopped by my home and helped me move, as it turned out. And he handed me a card and some Legal Shield. And at the time, I wasn't really interested, but I kept the card and kept in touch with Jeff. And, you know, here, I guess it's been about 2 weeks ago, I'd said a little prayer that maybe I'd find something that was, you know, that would work for me. I needed something that was more personal, something that the time I put in would be productive for me. I didn't want to work for somebody else at this point in my life. I'm 63 years old, and, you know, I just wanted something that if I put something in, I would get something back for me. And you know, I saw a little ad in the paper here locally, and it turned out to be Jeff's ad, and it was just an answered prayer, if you will. So we got together that same day, and Jeff hooked me up, and it's been Katie barred the door ever since. I've been excited, and Jeff's been very helpful, and I see nothing but green grass ahead. So I'm anxious to continue, and everything I've seen has been positive. I enjoy listening to the conference call and all the positive things I hear. So hopefully it'll be a long and happy journey for me as well.
Listen, we're very pleased and proud to have you on the team. Jeff, I tell you, that's the way it works. You know, I was at Home Depot last week, and all of a sudden a guy said, "Hey, Ken, I didn't recognize him." But he said, "Remember me?" And I said, "Well, I haven't seen you in a long time because I didn't want." He said, "I'm working here at Home Depot now, but I've been thinking about it ever since I talked to you one time." He said, "Is there any way we could get together? Because I think I need to follow your lead, and I'd like to start out part-time if it'll be okay, because I like to keep my job." And I hadn't even talked to the guy, I don't know when. It'd been so long. But, you know, just like that, people that are out there, we just not, like my old grandpa said, we want to be friendly, but have friends be friendly. We just need to tell them who we are, what we do, and leave it up to them. But I'm telling you, it's great when you have a testimony like we just got through. Randy, you have something else to say?
Mr. Moore, I'll just tell you what I told Mr. Fox the other day. I said, if I could go back and change anything about my experience with Legal Shield, I would have been braver and I would have talked to more people, because you just never know. A no is not no in Legal Shield. You wait for the time to be right for that person. And if you stay in the business long enough and you give them your card, a lot of them come back to you. So I just think we need to worry less about whether people say yes or no, and just make sure we're getting out there and letting people that we know learn about Legal Shield and what we do, and tell them a little bit about the opportunity. So that way they have the option of coming back to us. If they don't know, they can't come back to us. But if they do know, when the timing is right, you get a phone call, even if it is 6 years later. So, Bill, Fox, welcome to the team. We're super excited for you.
You know, Jeff, saying to that, I have a guy that's probably going to make ED this month. I won't say his name right now, but because he's probably on the call. But the truth is, I went to the post office one day, and I come outside the post office. The guy's waiting for me. He said, "I've been waiting out here. I saw you going to the post office." He's now one of my associates, and like I said, I think he'll be an ED this month. So you're right. You never know. Folks, let's do this. Let's keep getting God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Let's keep, like I say, serving God. Let's have a great, merry, merry Christmas. Let's come back after Christmas and finish this year very strong. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for each and everyone that helps on the team. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.